Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
FM 104's Select Irish, and I am joined in studio by Pastiche. Hello.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So good to have you back.
It's so nice to be back in your lovely new studio as well.
I know, we're nice and fancy now.
It's gorgeous. It's
the,
so nice.
The last time you were in, we were kind of just reinventing it.
No, this is like so overstimulating. I feel like I'm in, what's that, the cube? I feel like I'm in the cube.
We're giving you a suntan. But you're going to be performing Forfeit Control, your brand new single for us, in a little while. Yes. Tell us about this song, though.
So Forfeit Control is basically, was kind of my way of mourning my youth, essentially. Like, I've had a lot of life changes in the past year, and I wanted to write something that kind of, yeah, mourned the feeling of not caring anymore and being in your 20s and not having any worries, but also learning to kind of give up control to the universe and not try, you know, that they say, like, you know, don't make plans because they're just going to change because mm-hmm. the universe has a way, and kind of just giving up that control of, or needing to always be in control, and letting the universe just take over sometimes. And that's kind of what the whole song is about.
Was it quite nice to do that with the song and with life as well, to just let it be?
Absolutely. I mean, like, it's been a year, the past year. I was diagnosed with endometriosis back in November. Mm-hmm. And I mean, then the months and years almost before that had been rough in terms of that. And I think it's a really nice way to take something that was so negative and really draining and really mentally exhausting and make something fun. Because mm-hmm. I'm never going to write like a really sad, depressing song. I'm going to write a pop song about it, you know?
Keep it nice and light, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Did it affect your music though? Were you still able to do it while going through all that?
Oh, it completely affected my music, because, like, I think when you're dealing with the chronic illness, it's like, even the smallest things in your daily life become chores. You know, even just getting up in the morning and brushing my teeth was becoming this huge chore for me. So then to think of writing music, to think of releasing music, to think of going into studio, to think of being creative was just like not on the radar whatsoever, you know. And I think ever since I thankfully got my diagnosis and had my surgery and stuff, and I've been kind of in my little treatment plan, I've just been nonstop. I've just been, I can't stop creating. And I think I got to a point where I was like, maybe I'm not good at this anymore. Maybe I can't write songs. Maybe I can't sing. You know, when you get inside
your
head.
You start doubting yourself.
You do.
Yeah.
Because I just felt in my heart, I was like, I don't feel like the old me. Because I obviously had a lot going on. Mm. But I think once I kind of got that sorted, I was like, oh, wait, no. I can do this. And I can't wait to do it again. Yeah.
I'm so glad you're back.
Me too. Because even people were like, you know, like the classic, like, are you still at the music? I'm like, yes, I am. Just
100%.
Took some time. Yeah, I'm still here.
Sometimes you just got to give yourself and your body and your mind time.
Absolutely. I really think so. And I think as well, it's really shifted my perspective in so many ways. And I think it's made me realize, again, to just expect the unexpected, because you literally never know what's around the corner. Mm-hmm. But also to not really take myself too seriously, because what's the point? Like, yeah. Who cares? like, just do whatever you want to do. And music is what I want to do. And that's where I want to channel my energy.
As they say, life is short.
Life is so short. And yeah, oh my goodness. And I think, again, like, your health is your wealth. And it's only when you're faced with something that impacts your health that you realize how lucky you are to be healthy. And to really, it's even like when you have a cold, you know, like, you know, like, when you have a blocked nose and you're lying in bed and you're like, oh my God, I wish I didn't take for granted all the times I could breathe. You know what I mean?
Simple things.
So
right?
When I'm having my good days, I'm really making use of my good days.
And obviously you make incredible music, but also when you release music, you also bring out the most fantastic visuals to go along with it.
Oh, thank you. Which is so funny because I always do them on like literal shoestring budgets. like even like my last single from like last year, Appetite, I filmed that in my flat and I just bought a crap ton of tinfoil and just tinfoiled my sitting room. Do you know what I mean? And people are like, oh my God, that looks so cool. I'm like, thanks, it's tinfoil in my sitting room. You know?
Or, just shows what you can do though.
Like even the visuals for, Forfeit Control, like the cover photo, it looks like this cool edgy warehouse. It's my dad's shed. It's my dad's shed. I wanted to film in my nanny's shed, but she wouldn't let me. She's like, no.
Because I'd have to take everything out of it.
But it looks so cool and it didn't cost me anything, you know? So I also think as well, like smaller independent artists who don't have the budgets, we're forced to be more creative to stand out. And I think that's something that I kind of take pride in that I also really enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, okay, I can afford to buy a studio space to shoot in. So dad, can I use your shed? And we're just going to make it work. That's just the vibe now.
It just makes you think outside the box, I think. Because when someone's like, well, you can't do it this way.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I want to do it.
Yeah.
So how can we make that happen?
Yeah. And it always turns out, you know, better than you imagined, you know?
And it's almost more gratifying as well when it does work and it looks amazing.
It is. And like,
I'm okay at this.
I love showing people like the unedited pictures, but like, oh, my dad's crap in the side. And like my photographer Naomi, she had to like go and like Photoshop the wall. It's very funny. But like when you haven't got that budget, you get creative and I think it just sparks the best ideas.
Tell us three things that people need to know about Pastiche.
Three things?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Well, even two. Take two.
Like that no one else knows or just in general?
Well, if possible.
Okay, first thing that comes to my head, I'm obsessed with the Kojak album.
Oh.
That's just a random thing that came into my head.
Nice.
And I froze my eggs last month, which was pretty fun. That was a cool thing I did. And what else? I shot all the kind of visual stuff while I was doing my hormone injections. And I was very proud of myself for getting through that.
Was that tricky?
So tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, really tricky. Because also, like, you bloat quite a lot. Mm. And you know me, like, I'm in these, like, little bodysuits with my little tights on, do you know what I mean? Like, running around the place.
Looking fantastic.
Oh, thank you. But, like, yeah, you kind of look yourself here. And it really kind of bloats you a bit. But it was kind of at the start of it anyways. But I wasn't a hormonal mess, thank God. But, yeah, I just think, like, well, like at the time I didn't really think too much of it, but now I'm like, I'm a bit of a badass.
Yeah.
Doing all that and then running around and doing photo shoots and video shoots and stuff.
It's like everything you do when you know you need to.
Yeah, exactly. It's like just I'll get through it.
Getting it all done. Yeah. You brought out your EP in 2021. Are we likely to see something now?
Well, I think this year I have a lot of plans that I can't really say. I hate when people say that, like, I can't really talk about it.
That's okay. Like, we understand. Yeah,
but I mean, I have a lot of plans that I'm working on. And I think this year I'm just focusing on like getting back on track from stepping back. I'm just ready to jump back into the scene fully. And this year is going to be a bit of a singles year for me, I feel. Nice. I feel like we're just going to be dropping singles when we feel like it, just to, you know, just to get the vibes going. I think then maybe 2025, I think we're going to see an EP/mini album maybe. Mm. Yeah. But I think I'm going to work towards that this year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start, like, I'm going to ride it all and get that all ready this year. But I think this year is just going to be about having fun.
Easing yourself back.
Dropping singles and just, who cares?
Where can people keep up to date with everything you're doing?
You can get me everywhere at Who Is Pastiche.
And you're going to perform your new single for us, Forfeit Control. Would you like to introduce it?
Yes. So I'm Pastiche and this is my new single, Forfeit Control.
Follow my lead. I'm nothing like you felt before. Out of body. Save me from the light of floor. Although he never said it, I think we both knew I wanna make a million bad decisions with you. Take what you need and make this easy. You know in Christ forever, we're programmed for pleasure. No Christ forever, no. Baby, if you kiss me, hold me, touch me like you can let go. Cause I'm here for one night only, forfeit control.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save